The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome to the program. I wanted to tell you that our Pause for Mardi Gras, our first annual Pause for Mardi Gras that was held at Sierra Gold Smoke Ranch in Buffalo, was a total success. So those of you that were able to attend and some of you that actually came and introduced yourself to me, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for showing up and supporting the wonderful people at Urban Underdogs. And by the way, Urban Underdogs is the only organization that I'm aware of that actually serves the animals that are owned by homeless people and low-income vets. So what they do is they provide vet care, spay-neuter, food, blankets, toys, for the actual animal, not for the person owning the animal. But here's the thing, is that it's no cost to the person that owns the animal. It's all part of Urban Underdog's quest to make sure that these animals are taken care of, and sometimes not by their human companion. So this is what makes this such an amazing, amazing organization. I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. What's your question for me today?
I just want to know if I'm making the right decision.
Okay, in what regard? Career, love, what is it?
More of love.
Let's see. I'm going to focus on you and love. Hold on. So the way your cards are coming up is you're coming up as someone that's supposed to be taking her happiness seriously, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what it says here is that for you to take your happiness seriously, you have to step forward and do something that you've never done before, and that is making you a priority. So you making you a priority. It's interesting here because the major card that you have in your reading, in traditional tarot, this is a card called the Star, right? Now, yeah, I could say literally that you are the star of your own show, that you don't need anybody else's permission to be 100% you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What it means, though, is the balance of the material, in other words, this physical presence that we have, aligned with our spiritual reason for being here. So it feels as though you are you no matter where you are. So you're the same person at work. You're the same person in a love relationship. You're the same person with your family. You're the same person with your friends. In other words, you don't change yourself to be anything but you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't change yourself. So when it comes to love, you don't change yourself to be what you think the other person wants you to be.
Mm-hmm.
So many, and by the way, women do this more than men, so many people change themselves to make sure that the person likes them or falls in love with them. So they keep aligning or changing themselves to be what they think is more attractive to that other person. When in fact, the more you that you are, the more the authentic vibration of love actually comes into the relationship. So, for example, if you go to breakfast, there's that movie Runaway Bride, and I always think of this example. When you go to breakfast with someone and they order something, unless you actually truly like the thing that they ordered, don't order the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
It's I know that sounds like a really, really simple example.
No,
okay, but what
I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to like it, what else I'm like.
Okay, because what it says here is that March is your big power. Sorry, I take that back. March is your power month to make a decision about the kind of love you want. May is the month that you actually meet somebody or a relationship goes to the next level. So when you say, am I making the right decision, the person that might be in front of you might not be the right decision right now. So what I would do is take a big step back and see if they step forward.
Is it too late?
You know what? This is saying that if the other person doesn't reach out or I don't think love is ever late. Love is never late. Love will present when it's supposed to present. So if for whatever reason this other person and you don't get back together, I want you to look at it like you dodged a bullet.
Right.
Okay? So all you do is be more you. Now, if you want to karmically sum it all up, you can say something like, you could text this person and say, I hate the way we left things. I hope no matter what happens, we stay friends. Now, you can text that and see if it opens a dialogue. If it opens a dialogue, then it's not too late. If it doesn't open a dialogue, then you have karmically released the relationship in a very loving, gracious way. Do you see what I mean? So that would be my recommendation, because I think the other person's waiting for you to make a move.
Right.
So,
and I'm waiting.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you
so much for the call.
Okay.
See you later. Okay.
Okay,
bye-bye. Right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 908 area code. Hello, 908. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Keisha. How are you?
Hi, Keisha. What's your question for me today?
I have a love question. Okay, I have a friend, and he says he's seeing someone. And I'm trying to see if he's really into her or, like, what is the relationship, because we were together, but we kind of fell apart a little bit.
Yeah.
And now he's saying that he's, you know, talking to someone. I'm trying to see if he's serious with her, because he said he wasn't, but I'm trying to make sure.
Okay, so I have a question for you, because I don't know if the woman that's coming up in the cards is you or the other woman. Are you a Virgo, Capricorn, or Taurus?
No.
Okay, the other woman that's coming up here is actually, she's pretty nice. She's not a bad person. But here's the funny thing. She's not into him. So he might be flirting with her. He might be putting his A game out there, but she's not interested.
Oh, okay.
Somebody else has her attention. So when he actually says it's not serious, that's actually true, because she's not into him.
Okay, so you think me and him are going to get back together, get more closer again?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so the way the relationship is coming up is that there was a lot of fear or fighting or tension between the two of you. So unless you can step back and not be afraid of the fact that he's going to have a life that's separate from you, and he's not going to be a guy that texts you 10 times a day, if you can go out of the idea of jealousy or suspicion with him, you can make this relationship work.
Okay.
But there's something about him that, and the reason why you kind of are that way with him is that there's something about him you don't trust.
Okay, yeah.
All right, now, having said that, I actually think you can do better than him. Because if there's that weird, I don't trust you vibe, that's what... Now, I'll bet the sex was great. I mean, I bet the sex was just rocket science man, totally out of this world.
Yes.
But what I'm also getting is that that may have been the only good part of the relationship.
Mm.
So I think that you should, I think you should just say, like I said to Jasmine when she called a minute ago, I think you should say, I think we're better friends than we are anything else. So if that means he calls you up on a Saturday and says, let's go to the movies, yeah, you can go to the movies, but we don't end up in bed.
Right.
Okay. So because I think you can do better. As a matter of fact, what this is saying is that you're probably going to meet somebody new in April. I'd kind of like you to wait and see how that works out.
Oh, okay.
All right, Keisha. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you.
See you later. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Right. So, you know, new callers always have priority on the program. There are a couple of you on hold right now. If you want to be on the air, you need to actually press the number 1. It shows me that you want to be on the air. So if anyone's on hold right now, you actually want to ask a question with me, you need to press the number 1, okay? Just letting you know. All right, so I'm going to go to, oh, there we go, area code 702. Hello, 702, who's this?
Hi, yes, good morning. This is Mariana. How are you?
Hi, Mariana. What's your question for me?
Yes, so I just moved from Vegas to North Carolina, and I'm just
That was a big move.
Yeah, and actually, I moved from Fort Love, so my fiancé lives here. But I just want to know, like, how is it going to be, like, are we going to get a house? Am I, like, pregnant, my job, or I just won? I just want to know.
Okay, sweetheart, that sounds like a whole full reading. Do you have one question I can answer for you?
Oh, my goodness. Because I know the relationship is good. Baby, like, do you see me getting pregnant pretty soon? Or
I don't see you getting pregnant until after you're married.
Oh.
So here's the thing, is that now you got to bear with my old-fashioned side, okay? So my old-fashioned side is you meet a fella, you love the fella, you get engaged to the fella, you get married to the fella, maybe you get a house, and then you get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
That's the old-fashioned side of me. And in a lot of ways, what it's saying here, and by the way, there's no problem with you getting pregnant when you actually decide to really try and, you know, and you're having sex when you're horny, because that's usually when you get pregnant. Okay. I mean, when you're horny, not him, you, okay.
Yeah.
there's a little girl here that wants you to be her mother. So what I'm actually getting is that let's not rush the pregnancy before we get married. That's just my old-fashioned side speaking, okay? In the meantime, you got to do something to fill up your day to stay busy. So are you working yet?
No, I'm actually going to start on the 14th, and it's working from home.
Oh, perfect. Okay. But I really would, even if you guys decided to go down on elope or go to City Hall or decide to make a trip to Florida or Lake Tahoe or whatever and just get married, I'd rather you be married and then get pregnant and then have the big wedding later. I mean, you could have little small, make sure we're really committed here, okay? But this little girl that's coming towards you is phenomenal. And she's going to be daddy's little girl, I'm just saying.
Oh, my God, you're going to make me cry, because actually we were talking about it, that he wanted to go to the court and get married. But me, like, I want, like, the, you know, my, like, the wedding. Not a huge wedding, but, like, traditional wedding.
Okay. So we do that later, maybe when we can afford it. But
right.
The fact that he's ready to marry you and ready to have a baby with you, I would go with the idea of just get yourself legally married. You don't even have to announce it to anybody. And then when you plan the big wedding, you can do the big wedding. Or you don't do the big wedding, you just do the big reception.
Oh,
which,
yeah,
by the way, would be way, way less expensive. Just saying. All right, girl.
No.
Gotta go. Thanks for
Thank
the call.
Thank you so much.
All right,
Thank
see you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from Let me see. I'm going to go to area code. Oh, hold on. Sometimes the calls drop at the last minute. I'm going to go to area code 917. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Happy Saturday, Tina. How are you?
Oh, hey, Tina. What's your question?
I have a question about my friend Todd. I wanted to see, you know, what Spirit has about our relationship. But I also have a question about a friend named Fred, too.
Okay. Now, normally I just ask, it's a question that is pertaining specifically to you. So we don't really ask about other people so much unless you're actually in a relationship with that other person. So
I'm in a relationship with Todd, but the other one was new. So
okay, so you want to ask about love?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, then I'll take the big subject of love here.
Thank you.
Okay, so the way your cards are coming up, Tina, is you're coming up as a bit of a drama queen. That the more disruptive things are, the happier you are, all right? Now, I have to tell you, for a career, you getting into being an EMT or a nurse or working where there's any kind of a deadline or a last minute, that's the best kind of job for you, because then you're right there and you can handle all this wonderful stress and do all that. I'm not sure. Okay, so do you know the birthday? Because I have a fella here that's coming up. Do you know the birthday of the new guy?
Yes, September 19th.
Okay, I'm sorry. What? Say that again.
September 19th.
Okay, so he's a Virgo on the cusp of Libra, all right? And then the fella, Todd, that you're dating, what's his birthday?
114.
Okay, so he's Capricorn. Now, here's the thing. I want to tell you a thing about Capricorns. Capricorns are not easily jealous, all right? In other words, you got to slap them in the face with something pretty awful for them to be jealous, all right? They're very trusting. But here's the other thing. This new fella that you've met, what it says here is that he is more disruption than he would be an actual authentic relationship.
Mm.
Because you have two amazing cards that are in your reading. First says, don't do anything the hard way. So I would be Fred's friend, but I wouldn't be Fred's concubine or secret affair.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because what I'm seeing here is that Mr. Capricorn is pretty close to making a big decision connected with you. And if that's the reason why you're interested in Fred, because you don't think Mr. Capricorn's kind of, Todd's doing his part to commit to you, that's about to shift.
Yes, he's very slow. Yes, exactly. Calm and slow.
He's a Capricorn,
okay.
My friend. Capricorns
yes.
Take forever to make a decision, especially when it comes
okay.
to a life partner. Now, I will tell you the best way to treat your Capricorn is to treat him like your annoying little brother right now.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the more authentic and real you are, the faster his decision to actually propose to you happens.
Okay, great.
So, in other words, don't be what you think he wants you to be. Just be you.
Mm, good.
All right, sweetheart.
I like that.
Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, hang on, oops, my computer's running a little slow. Hang on. That's weird. Okay, let me see if I can get this. All right, it looks like I have area code 610 here. Hello, 610, who's this?
Hi, this is Annie, good morning.
Hi, Annie, what's your question?
My question is, am I getting ghosted again?
Oh, man. Let me see. Okay. I hate that you said again.
Men are cowards.
Well, okay. You have a fella smack in the middle of your cards that I actually really like. There's a guy I really like. So what I would do is I would, especially these next, I'd say 2 weeks, and I know that seems like a really long time, the next 2 weeks, don't do anything that actually tries to connect with him.
Okay.
Okay, because what it's saying here is that he's not used to someone being so, I'm going to say it this way, clever and resourceful like you are, Annie. Okay? You are hyper aware of him, and that actually puts a little stress on him. So what I want you to do, take a big step back. You keep posting on social media how much fun you're having, how cute this new outfit you just tried on at Bloomingdale's is. You see what I mean? You still be you, right? But you don't try and reach out to him. This is not saying that he's ghosted you.
Understood.
Okay, so what you do, and you know, there's a vibration about you, Annie, that just makes me want to hug you. I mean, I don't know what, and I think he picks up that same vibration because, you know, you are, it feels like you're super present in any given moment, which is a delightful change from most people, right? So when you're beaming 100% of your attention toward this guy, there's a part of him that thinks that's fabulous. But it also intimidates or scares him a little bit. So you need to show kind of out there on your social media that there's other stuff you're doing that have nothing to do with him.
Got it.
Like you went to the spin class today. You know, it's so funny. I have to tell you this story real quick because it just really cracked me up. So there was a client that I talked to recently, and she and this fella had been dating. And it had turned out that he was just kind of showing up at her place, right? Just showing up at her place whenever he kind of wanted to, and I use this term, go to spin class.
Mm-hmm.
So I said that she's kind of been put into that category that she's his spin class. You see what I mean? And that
mm-hmm.
she needs to step back and not make her schedule so available. That I don't mind if she wants to do spin class with him, but it's on her terms, not his. So back to you. This fella is somebody that's a catch. See, he knows that he could have the choice of several women out there, and you know he could have the choice of several women out there, right? This
mm-hmm.
guy would be a really great match for you. You just got to take a step back and let him step forward.
Okay.
All right, so for the next 2 weeks, you're not going to do anything that looks like you're reaching out to him. You're going to do all the other stuff that say you're living your life, and he will reach back out. This says within 2 weeks.
Understood.
Okay, girl. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you for the advice. Goodbye.
Okay, bye. All right. Got somebody here from... I'm going to go to... See. I'm going to go to 520. Hello, 520. Who's this?
Do I have my hand? I thought I was just listening. I'm just listening. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, okay. Sorry. My computer just kind of went to that. So I'll put you back on hold. Okay. Let me see if I can do that. All right. Okay. So bear with me here, guys, because my computer's running super slow. Okay, I'm going to go to area code 917. Hello, 917. Who's this? Hello, 917. Hello? Hello, 917. Okay. All right, you snooze, you lose. I'm just saying. All right, I'm going to go to area code 775. Hello, 775. Who's this? Hello, 775.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Mona, it's Wendy.
Oh, hi, Wendy. What's your question?
Oh, thank you. Exciting. I applied online for the job where you call and make an appointment to see your doctor at Kaiser. And they are... And they actually sent me an email, an invitation to test online, and it was a customer service scenario with some data entry. I did the test yesterday. Are they going to move me to the next step?
Okay, so in other words, this is a job with Kaiser, not an appointment to have a medical appointment for you with Kaiser.
you are right. It is a job to do appointments for people calling in.
Got it. Okay. This says you move to the next level.
No kidding.
Okay.
I'm not
worried about it. It says you move to the next level. Do you get to work from home?
I hope so. That's what I want.
Okay.
But it's such a huge opportunity.
Yeah. According to this, the more relaxed you are during the interview process, the faster the new job happens. So I'm all about that for you, gal pal. All right, sweetheart.
Oh, wonderful.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I'm so
happy to talk to you. Thank you.
You're so sweet. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.